Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast number 523. A hostful intro for a hostful podcast.
What? That's amazing.
They're coming back, you guys.
The demand has been high, and we're answering
medium.
That. The demand has been...
Well, it made it easier to fill.
Yes.
The demand was not there, but you know what?
No, the demand is there, actually. People are always afraid that we're going to disband or that you guys aren't in the podcast or I'm edging you out for some reason. That's not true. It's
edging.
Just you're working on At Midnight. Jonah's working on a Meltdown comedy show for Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. And so schedules have been crazy. But as you will hear in the Hostful Podcast, I'm going to say this as many times until people believe it. We're going to start doing a bunch more Hostfuls. I want to try to do one a week. So we're going to work on it.
We're going to do our best.
You guys are performing June 5th at Stand Up Live in Phoenix?
Yep. Yes, that is absolutely correct. Yeah. Please come see us. I think our show is at 10.
No, it's at 8 or 8:30.
Yeah. Is it? Whatever. Check the website. Go to Stand Up Live. Go to standuplive.com. Stand Up Live Phoenix. Look for Matt Meyer and Jonah Ray on June 5th and come see us. It'll be fun.
Yeah. There's nothing else going on that night, so come by. Hang out with us. We'll do some jokes. We'll talk with you guys. We'll do some bits. We'll have some funny giggles.
Jonah will have some drinks with you afterwards. That'll be nice.
Yeah. I'll
maybe an appearance from Muscles Ripley, which you'll know what that means later in the show.
Believe it.
I'm going to be doing stand-up at Wise Guys in Utah at the end of May, so go to their website, Wise Guys in West Valley City, Utah. And I'd like to thank for sponsoring this episode of the Nerds Podcast, Trunk Club.
What? Trunk Club? They're amazing. Do you know how to dress? Guess what? Doesn't matter. They know how to dress you.
Takes the guesswork out of shopping. There's no upfront commitments or shipping costs. Basically, they will send you a trunk of items based on what your needs and tastes are. They will stick you with a stylist, and that stylist will give you awesome things to wear. And then you don't have to think about it.
You see it on the doorstep, and it says,
and then you just put it on.
And you're like, oh,
it's quality here. Clothing. You get a dedicated stylist.
You tell them what you like. You tell them your sizes. She'll contact you. Well, in my case, it was a she.
And it's not a monthly subscription service. They'll just send you stuff whenever you request it.
And then all you gotta do is pay for what you want to keep, send back what you don't want, no charge for shipping either way.
Yeah.
Have a great time. Enjoy some clothes that actually fit.
There's an app on the iPhone, too. Makes it super easy. So take the guesswork out. Don't go shopping. Just let someone pick out your clothes for you. It's fine. It's okay to do that. You don't have to worry about
it. Yeah. You don't have to be a bazillionaire to do it either. It's pretty reasonable.
Well, now, thanks to Trunk Club.
Yeah, thanks to Trunk Club. I mean that.
Visit trunkclub.com/Nerdist to learn more. That's trunkclub.com.
If I were to go to trunkclub.com/WTF, would it exist? I need to know.
I'm very upset right now, man.
Oh, you don't look
really?
At it.
I'm getting it.
Fine, go to trunkclub.com/Nerdist.
Yay!
Tell them Matt sent you.
It's a hostful podcast. It's a hostful podcast. Here it comes like a dinosaur. Hostful podcasting. Hostful podcasting. Coming right to your ear.
Doppler effect, dude. Get it away from my mouth.
Sorry, buddy. I mean to step on your Doppler.
Do you plan to have dinosaurs on your dinosaur podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
again.
Nah, we're all set.
No, play it again.
That was for us.
I walked into the podcast room to see Matt and Jonah on the couch on their phone just playing the Jurassic Park theme.
Hey, fucking check it. Matt was on the phone.
You check it before you wreck it.
I'm fucking wreck it before you check it.
You wreck it, Ralph.
No.
I'll check it.
You Ralph's? Check it, Ralph, before you wreck your Ralph.
Check and see if Wreck-It Ralph is available at Ralph's.
At Ralph's.
At Ralph's.
And then hit pause, and I'll come up on the DVD menu and tell you about some video game references in the game.
Is that true?
That's true.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that delighted and annoyed some people.
Well, probably but it's the like more a, vocal that's, ones that's a the neat, annoyed ones.
That's a neat thing.
I think so, but
how much they pay for
I'm narcissistic. What?
What'd they pay to do that?
At least $10.
That's
anywhere
not
from $10 to $1 billion.
That's not bad.
Anywhere from $10 to $1 billion. I'll shrink it. Anywhere from $10 to $100 million. Somewhere in there.
Nice.
It's in that range.
Wow, $99 million.
Anywhere from $10.
$99 million.
$10 to Howard Stern's yearly salary.
He really has a lot of money.
Good for him. He deserves it.
He does.
He's great.
You still listen to Stern?
Yeah, I still have Sirius.
I do too, but I never listen. I never.
I love it.
Turn it on.
I never knew how good.
Playing.
Oh, you just got.
I just got so into it. I feel like such a dork. I feel like a guy that just started like listening to Nirvana. I'm like, have you? Okay, I know everyone knows him, but have you really listened to Nirvana? It's really good.
It does smell like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, it's yeah, he's so good. It's such a good show.
I know he's amazing.
I drove up to a friend's wedding in Solvang, and so the whole way, Dee and I listened to the Billy Joel.
Oh, the town.
Oh,
the
I listen to a lot of that too.
Yeah. Oh, so great. Except for that lady from the
Pink.
No, Pink was great. Pink was amazing.
I didn't like it.
Why not?
I didn't like how she.
I hated the other lady who was being snarky and shitty, and then like messed up the song.
That was Pink.
No, Pink messed up the song a little bit. The other lady, like from Frozen.
Oh, Adele Dazeem.
Yeah.
Adele Dazeem.
She sucked. Pink fucking killed
Thank
it.
Thank you, Matt.
Pink was like way like really into it.
Well, I didn't like how she just. I didn't. I wish she didn't acknowledge
Well, I'm
here
from Kieran Allentown.
I don't know what that is.
But it's here's Allentown. My problem with Sirius.
It was?
The song Allentown.
Oh, sorry.
Sirius Satellite Radio. I wish they would fucking not compress it so much. The data stream's so compressed that the audio sounds compressed.
Well, would they, maybe they need to compress
it. They probably do for the bandwidth, but I'm just saying that's why I generally will not listen to music on Sirius because
Do you have the
that.
Version, do you have the subscription package online where you can go and program your own stuff?
Oh, what's that?
You there's some, I hear Fogelnuss talk about it all the time, or not, I hear them talk about it all the time where it's like you can go to My Sirius and then you can
program
the...
Yeah, you can save a song. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in my Volvo, I can save a song. I'll be like, save that.
And then it
I can
creates your own playlist.
And then you can just go to the channel and then it'll just start
Or
playing
you could just have an iPhone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Or you do just, that too. I mean,
but
I do it
that,
Volvo.
You know,
the
that's
Volvo
the thing, though. I'm kind of... Because, I've been using RDO a lot for, the past few years, to listen to music. And, I've had so much control off, from... All the control I wanted for listening to music for the past few years, and I like Sirius because it just relinquishes.
Oh,
control.
I love it!
I hear stuff or listen to stuff that I wouldn't normally put on.
I mean, I do love that. I do I resent sometimes. I don't know what to put on. I do love just getting hit in the face.
Well,
with
I just shuffle, but also it was fun this weekend. Even, the 1984 Top 40 Countdown was enjoyable.
Yeah. But I tuning to a channel in the middle of a song. I always thought that would be a rad thing for Netflix to do, where it's an option to just do act like their channels. Every movie is a channel.
Yeah.
So you you turn to a movie and it just starts it randomly within the somewhere within the movie you're already playing.
Well, I was talking about there should be a Netflix option for a curated Netflix channel. So if you wanted Chris's pick, so you click but it's constantly streaming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Joe
he picks
TV
25
thing?
Yeah, movies.
Wasn't Boxy was kind of like that, wasn't it? Where it was basically just like a content social network where you would a bunch of things, and then people who you were friends with oh, Matt's watching this and these other things Matt's watching.
But that's just shows you what people are watching. I like the idea of just what's going on Matt's channel, and then you tune in and it's in the middle of a James Bond movie.
Yeah. And are other people watching it at the same time and you can chat and interact with each other?
That'd be pretty cool.
Let's not do that.
Why not?
I don't want to interact. I just want to have my own
experience.
Well, you don't have to.
You can get to other people.
Oh, okay. They can do that. That's fine.
Well, there was that one website. Was it
RedTube? X-Hamster?
No, the DJ the DJ thing where it's like you can...
XFM. Nope.
No, no, no. It was like a website. A channel. And it was like all these little like avatar things. Where
Icebox.com?
Nope.
Pets.com.
No.
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then like you would be playing music. Then people would go to that like that channel on that site.
Yeah.
And like you could listen to whatever the person was playing.
It wasn't Last.fm?
No. It was like all these little avatars like of a little guy. I can't remember. It wasn't Turntable FM. It was something like that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, wait, did you say Pets.com?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that either.
It wasn't Pets.com.
Yeah.
I was watching the other day for like, I was researching a game for At Midnight, and I watched a training video, a Circuit City training video that taught you how to sell Divx.
Oh, nice.
And I was just like,
how do you sell
God.
Divx?
Well, listen, the CEO of Circuit City was certain that Divx was the future of the company.
Wow. Wait, real quick. I thought I knew what Divx was.
Well, Divx is a codec, but it's also yes. Divx was the video rental thing, the DVDs that had the player that was hooked up to the phone line. So what you would do is, like, I'd go buy Flubber, for instance, because I remember that
Which
being
version?
A Divx title. I'd get the Robin Williams okay. one, unfortunately. But okay. I'd only pay $4.49 for it,
mm-hmm.
and I could take it home. I'd have a disc, right?
Yeah.
Put it in, and as soon as I put it in the player, I had 48 hours to watch it as many times as I wanted to. If I didn't want to watch it right away, I could wait a year, but it would be 48 hours from the day I started watching it.
So it was a really complicated way to do what iTunes does.
Or Netflix, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that is really complicated.
Yeah. But it was before, you know, the bandwidth was where it is now.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember the first DVD player I bought.
98?
It was 97. Oh, I just remember this. Boy, I was in a Z gallery, and I ran into Allison Hannigan. She was like, do you have a DVD player? And I go, well, I want to get one, but I don't have one yet. She was like, it's the best. They're like CDs for video. I go, no, I know what they are. I just hadn't. And then, I was just starting to make okay money. And so that I think that day I went out and bought my first DVD player. And then
do you remember your first DVDs?
I think it was The Prophecy.
The Prophecy. Wow. Yeah. So it was like brand new.
Yeah.
Like that was Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
I think The Matrix was the first one I
put off DVDs for a long time because I had such a huge VHS collection that I just kind of didn't want to accept.
Matrix, yeah, The Matrix and First Contact were the first two I had.
I didn't want to accept that it was going to, like, the thing that I worked really hard on, you know, getting was going to become obsolete. Like, when I was really trying hard to get every Mel Brooks movie on VHS, and I had most of them. What I was missing was 12 Chairs, and then when... Like I finally found it. Like I like mailed letter or like you know like I was just trying so hard to find it. I finally got it, and then like a month later, they put out a box set of every Mel Brooks movie on DVD.
Oh,
and I was like, oh shit!
But you still got to enjoy that process.
Yeah. No,
you sold the VHS.
No, you know it was one of those things where it's you know you have them when you live with your parents, and then. It just, you start moving so much as a kid, like once you're not living with your parents.
Let's see. It's expensive and cumbersome to move them around, or I could just have a file that takes up no room anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't, like, I had them up until, I don't know, like 2007 is when I think I finally.
Are you lying to me right now?
What?
Are you lying to me right now?
No, I think it was 2007 when I finally got rid of, okay. I still have a few. I still have my copy of Rad.
Aha!
I still have my copy of Rad. Because that's out of print. Can't get that anywhere.
What?
Yeah.
We have the DVDs that someone gave us, remember?
Yes. Yeah. But like it's not official. It's never officially been released on DVD or anything like that. That's the thing that's like, that's, you know, it's interesting. It's going to happen. So many things that were
Rad's
lost.
Rad's going to get released?
The what?
Rad's going to get released?
I think that's very interesting. Yeah.
I don't think it's never going to see DVD. If anything, they'll do a Blu-ray of it, but.
Too expensive.
Why would they do a Blu-ray? Why would they just fucking put the file online somewhere?
Well, yeah, that too.
But there is,
how
sure
much
there
could
is.
It be to license Rad?
I think
I
think
do it.
I think the
why
song "Send Me an Angel" is more expensive than the actual movie.
You should do it with the $10 you got from the Wreck-It Ralph DVD.
Yeah, there you go.
That's "Send Me an Angel." That song was in a bunch of movies around that time.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a decent song.
It's a good song.
Do you believe in heaven above?
I think one of the last Harmar Superstar videos, they just reenacted the bike dance scene from that movie with Juliette Lewis playing the Lori Loughlin part and him playing the Crude Jones part.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I think there is, like, I forget, like, he even got like a guy that looked like the Mongoose twins. Remember those, the two guys that rode for Mongoose?
God damn it. I haven't seen Rad since Rad came out.
But you remember North Shore?
Yeah.
Came out around the same time. It was kind of part of that era of like extreme sports exploitation mm-hmm. movies. There was a Rad for BMX, Surfing Head, North Shore, which is like almost the same plot line. And then there was Gleam in the Cube for skateboarding.
Yep.
It was
always a thing. It was always one thing. And then a ragtag. There was Breakin' for breakdancing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then there's honorable mention, because this I think came out in 90 or 91, but it was Airborne for rollerblading, which had Jack Black, Seth Green.
I was very stunned this weekend when I was riding my bike that there's so many rollerbladers still active.
In Venice Beach?
Yes.
Yes.
Like Pacific Palace.
That's a good way to get around. Yeah.
It was interesting. Like I thought it was gone.
They're not going to be on roller skates. I mean, I think there's still.
Oh, there were some people on roller skates. Yeah.
It's still a pretty fitnessy thing to do. Like rollerblades.
Well, it was just interesting. I just hadn't seen one in forever. I'd never been to Venice Beach, and I had never seen.
I just don't think they're not good for cities. You've been living in a city for a while. Yeah. I don't think like anyone is trying to roll over huge cracks in cement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fucking constantly eating it.
Oh, yeah. Our city's full of good. LA's not a rollerblade friendly city.
No, it's hardly a bike friendly city.
It's hardly a car friendly or people friendly city.
Mine is very bike friendly.
What?
Do you really?
Yeah. I got to work today in 9 minutes.
No. That's fine. But you don't live that far away, and it's all very wide streets you're coming from. I when I was living in Silver Lake, trying to get when I would I rode my bike a few times to work when I was at G4 at on Web Soup, like any street was just a bad street because it's like even Beverly, which seems like it would be and like this is getting specific, but like even the, like a street that seems real wide and like it's like very nicely paved all the time was just like at the edges of the street, it's just a no man's land and it's just fucking just potholes and like chunks of pavement.
It's
and
just like things. It's just like the teeth of Los Angeles waiting to bite you.
Yeah.
By. And also, drivers in Los Angeles are not, this is not a bike culture, so they're just not used to.
I've been bumped so many times.
Really?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I was like in a bike lane and some lady just like nudged against me with her car and I just, slammed my like hand on her window and she took off.
Well, Janet's a big cyclist and she got fucking run off the road a couple
petite.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Right, no, I know. I mean, she's big into cycling.
Yeah. Yes.
And a bus basically just ran her off the road into a light post.
There's been a ton of like accidents.
I've had no problems yet.
Yeah. On Figueroa, I guess, in Highland Park, it's been like real bad. Like people are starting to get into fights. Like they had like a city council thing and a huge wait, what did you say?
It wasn't important.
So
I think it was important enough for you to say. It's important enough to say again.
Well, Jonah,
do not start a fight Garoa with me.
Fight Garoa.
Stop smashing your phone.
Hear ye. Let the Kyle. Could you read back the minutes of the last few?
More like. Fight
Garoa. Ah, yes. I believe that was Christopher Hardwick who uttered those.
I didn't listen. I was really emotionally.
Do you deny saying what was it again, Mr.
Fight Garoa?
I think I said tight gorilla.
Well, that makes less sense.
Damn it, I didn't think this through.
Yeah.
Don't I get an attorney? I feel like I'm...
Bro!
Why?
My powdered wig is almost flying off my head right now.
You need an attorney phrase.
Yeah. Another hostful. Sue Wish.
You know what I just rewatched this weekend?
No.
Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, real good.
Fierce Creatures, I've rewatched that very recently as well. Not bad.
Which one?
Fierce Creatures.
Oh, Fierce, that was like the unofficial
sequel?
That's
the unofficial sequel with everybody's...
It's the same people, new story. Yeah.
They should do that one again.
Okay.
They could do Fish Called Wanda again. You got your Kevin Klein, your Michael Palin still alive, you got your John Cleese.
Your Michael Palin's still alive.
Yeah. You got your...
Yeah, he is.
You got your Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, everybody's still here.
Yeah, it's Kevin Klein, such a like... He makes the craziest choices in that movie.
Yes.
And he's so handsome too. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like I've been meaning to like research him or try and find a biography because I just realized now like how interesting of a guy. He's such a good looking dude, but he's so weird and funny. And
I love Kevin Klein. He was one of the guys that. And I even watched The January Man, which is an okay movie, but just. He's so good.
You can't keep your eyes off.
No,
him.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Like he makes really
I don't know, just the choices. I fucking love Kevin Kline.
Yeah, I remember like In-N-Out, even I really dug him in In-N-Out, which was like a real like him like just like
you flailing know. Around a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
He was great.
Yeah, but wow, man, what else was he in? That was
In-N-Out, based on Tom Hanks's Oscar speech.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Where he outed his remember his drama teacher.
Oh, that's right.
And then so someone's like, oh, what if someone got outed and that they didn't. You know, but they weren't. They either weren't gay or they didn't. I mean,
wasn't it the same sort of thing though? Wasn't it like an award speech that outed him? It was
in the movie. Yeah.
It was the story.
I think Johnny Depp is the actor.
That's Matt Dillon.
I'm sorry, it's Matt Dillon. That's right. And he's gay. And everyone's like, what? And then he's got a lot to.
He's got a lot of answering.
He's got an answer to Joan Cusack.
Yep.
He's got to make out with Tom Selleck.
Mustacheless.
Yeah.
First mustacheless appearance of Tom Selleck.
I
didn't
know he was
hard
gay.
To do.
That's how.
A hetero guy would make out with a Selleck mustache.
Did you hear that quote that Terry Gilliam said about the Python reunion?
What?
Like how he was like really bummed out about it.
No.
Yeah, he was saying that he's like we were all about the anti-establishment. Now we're all old rich men, and we're like, and now we are the establishment, and yet we're still going to be doing these sketches we wrote when we were against people like we are now. I just find it kind of sad.
Lighten up, Terry.
Yeah.
Good comedy for the masses.
Yeah, I mean, I get what he's saying. Like, it's because they were like that was their whole thing, like just trying to mess up. What was going on?
But they also, you know, but I feel like because they did that, they can still do it more as a like remember when, as opposed to now we have to take down the system. You know, like,
yeah, that's true.
But I guess that's only because I'm a selfish consumer and I want them
to
do
see,
it.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're having to write it, it's sort of like I don't know. I'm not really. There's nothing that's really making me feel like I have to.
Yeah,
pretty comfy.
And I think he was also saying, you know, just he. He's like, we've done so much stuff. Like that thing you always bring up about what Eric Idle said. It's like, you know, that was only 4 years of my life yet. And then there was the movies and stuff like that. But it's, Terry Gilliam was saying, like, it's like, we've all done so much stuff since then. Yet, like, people want us to just keep on coming back to this one thing.
Yeah. So do it.
So do it. Do it, monkey.
Do it. Just do it. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what to do, Terry Gilliam. Please come on the podcast.
That'd be insane.
And Kevin Kline. Let's get Kevin Kline on the podcast.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be a really good podcast.
Did you ever see the Lost in La Mancha? Is that
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah. That's it's like real sad. It's just like just trying so hard, nothing working out. I really want to see it. Did you hear there's a documentary about Jodorowsky's attempt to make Doom? Did you see it?
Not yet, but it's planning on dying to see
it. It's playing it's like it's supposed to be like a really good like Lost in La Mancha, just like just trying so hard in the face of adversity, of just nothing going your way.
Well, let me annoyingly drop this name. CM Punk tweeted me, texted me a couple of weeks ago.
I can't wait till he says the name. That's going to make me impressed. It would have been anybody he said.
Yeah, but
it was a joke on the preface, not on the person. Don't beat me up, CM Punk. I totally still listen to my own threat.
Michelle Obama texted me the other day. Let's make it political. But he said it was so good that he just needed to text someone. He was like, I just had to text you because I had to text someone because it was so good.
The Jodorowsky
the documentary.
Yeah. Because they're playing it a bunch, and they keep on adding screens. And every time they add new screens, I can't see any of them. Cinefamily.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
It'd be nice if you knew someone over there.
I do.
Well, why don't you go then?
I can never make it to the screenings.
Well, it sounds like you don't want to go that bad then.
I do want to go.
Well, if you did, then you would cancel whatever other dumb shit you're doing.
I can't.
Well, you have to.
Oh, Christopher.
But Jonifer.
That would have been my name if I was a girl, you know.
Jonifer?
Yeah. Just so stuck on the name Jonah.
Jonifer.
They wouldn't let go. They want to go.
Oh, Jonifer. It's like, what is it? Is it the male version of Jonah, or is it like a weird mashup of Joan and Jennifer? Like, anyway, it's just weird and
Jonifer.
Wrong. Just feels bad.
I was at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival, and we did a reading of the Entourage movie script. It was Sean O'Connor and Jensen Karp. They found the script for the
Is that
script.
Legal?
No, it's not. I don't remember who put together, but
I don't remember what city it was or comedy festival. Yeah. Actually, it wasn't a comedy festival. Actually, we didn't do it.
Yeah. But I got to play the role of Johnny Drama, Johnny Bananas.
I wasn't.
It was so fucking ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. No, like, it's like, I don't think most of the women didn't even have names. It just said girl. Oh, and like there was like, and some of the most ridiculous parts were in the like the text, like not the dialogue, but just like, you know, like our economist, like it's like, what are you doing? Are you trying to fuck a girl with that, like with the perfect ass and perfect tits? And then like in the thing, it's like the girl gets up from E's bed. She does have both.
Oh. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, look, I don't think it's, you know, there's nothing really to spoil. You kind of know what you're in for if you go see that movie.
It was just an episode, really. That's all. It was just a long episode.
A half hour longer. Oh no, it was a half hour show, right?
I think, yeah, it was a half hour show.
It's a 70-minute script.
We had to, like, it was going on too long, and so like
they just started throwing pages.
Like, Jensen's like, this is going way longer than it's supposed to, because also me and Ian Carmel was playing Turtle, so me and Ian Carmel were riffing back and forth as Johnny Drama and Turtle a bunch.
And so. This is why you can't riff on a set, Jonah. You have to stick to the script.
Yeah, we were that reading was way over budget, way over schedule.
I just got back from Nashville last night.
That's right. How'd those shows go?
They were real fun.
Nice.
That Midnight's Alive, the live show is real fun.
Tried to sell it out.
Well, no, we did two shows. They were both shows were almost full, but not sold out. Mm. But they're, you know, but look,
come on, Nashville. What are you doing?
Well, here's the thing. There were it's not. There were like 10 other shows going on at the same time.
And also it's Nashville, like, so there's just a million like live performing things
I mean,
to do.
You know, the people who were like Seth Meyers was doing a show down there, Aziz,
the Impractical Jokers,
Marin, BJ Novak, Chelsea Handler, Dick Gregory, Aisha Tyler, Dimitri. Like, there were so many people in a 2-day window that it was. You know, like,
and you still had Mike Lawrence on. Interesting.
What does that mean?
That means you could have gotten all these other people you just mentioned, including us. We could have gone.
I guess so.
Did you do it?
But then the problem with that is then I think there's an expectation, you know, that it's like a podcast. I don't know. I feel like I want our podcast things to be
non-existent and not happening.
Oh God. Well, it didn't take long for the new girlfriend effect to wear off. We're doing a podcast in San Diego.
Oh, great. Okay. It'll be 1 year to the day since our last live one.
Well,
really?
No, we did Sketchfest.
Yeah, it just sounded more dramatic to say it was been a year.
7 months.
You guys are doing, you're doing
yes, Chris, I'm glad you brought this up.
June 5th.
That's exactly what I was getting at. If you can't see me and Jonah in Nashville or at a live Nerdist podcast at a city near you, guess what?
What?
We're coming to Phoenix.
What?
Yeah. June 5th. Matt June and I 5th. Will be at the
Stand
Phoenix.
Stand Up Live.
Stand Up Live. During...
As part of the Dissatisfied and Jonah Ray tour.
Well, you know, someone's got to be dissatisfied vocally.
No, they don't.
I
it doesn't. You can't hold it in, Chris. If you do, then you become angry.
Become angry.
I'm not angry about anything.
You're right. You're not.
Yeah.
No,
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just taking it weird.
Healthy. No, you're right. I'm sorry. That was on me. No, you're right. That was on
what
me.
What does it matter?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I was traveling yesterday.
Yeah, you had a late flight. I get it.
Totally my fault. I apologize.
I take it back.
What's
the matter? Look at me in the eye. Why are you looking at Jonah?
Because you make me
uncomfortable. Look me in the eye. What is wrong with you right now?
I don't want to. Stop trying to make me look you in the face. Jonah, why is he doing this?
Guys, shut the fuck up.
What is happening?
It's so irritating.
You guys, the podcast is breaking up. You can tell. Okay. When you listen to the episodes, you can tell.
Well, I'm just tired of being
asked.
There's
a reason I don't hang out with my family or go and visit them.
You know what's weird is that your hair just got crazier.
Yeah. You guys are doing this to me.
My goal is to...
I'm tired of being asked if I'm still on this podcast on Twitter.
I know.
I'm
well,
fucking tired of it.
Someone accused me of not having you guys on some of the episodes because they were like, because they take all the funny lines and he doesn't want to be obscured. I'm like, no, it's just they got jobs.
Jonah doesn't, but...
Yes, I do.
What are you doing?
I'm working on my television show for Comedy Central.
You rap.
No, they've been editing.
Yeah. You're right. I just I'm in the fucking editing every day, man.
My goal
my goal, and I will, if we have to add a fourth show a week, I really want to do, I just want a Hostful episode a week to go up. Because it sucks that it does, it sucks for me too that you guys can't be at, I don't want to be the only person on all the episodes. I want you guys in a lot of the episodes. So
give you a chance to just sit back and listen to us do our dirty work.
Yeah, get to it.
We'll just quote the movie Dirty Work.
Take all the suck dick for coke.
We're going to have these modern, what does he say? Pulling out. Which Artie's one? Dad when he complained.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have these modern birth control things like you guys got. Like pulling out. Ah, jeez.
So June 5th, that's when you're going to be
June 5th
at
Stand Up Live. It's going to be me and Matt. I am working on to see how economically feasible it is to get a cardboard cutout of you, Chris, just to kind of put you on stage.
You're going to have to license that. Have you done the proper...
I did have this one idea where it's like when I went to go see those Weezer shows when they did the old albums, they had like a blue album, like a photo booth for a blue album, and you could put your face where Matt Sharp's face is since he's not in the band anymore. So you could, and I was like, that'd be so funny, just get like a cardboard cutout of like Chris but without the head, so someone just goes behind like you know, a body with a suit on, and then just they put it in.
Oh, that's fun.
And we charge $5.
You know, you could almost just draw that in a big piece of art paper. You know,
yeah, that's true. Roll it up.
Yeah,
we're not gonna do that though.
No.
Joe
I just thought it was funny.
Effort.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be funny. I think you could draw it.
Yeah. She could.
Yeah, she's very talented.
She's
very
good at that stuff.
Yeah, she is good at that stuff.
But I just want people to not read into like. It's gotten to the point where people are reading like really granular, like, well, this person said this, and so that must mean that they're not...
Actually, all of those people saying that are me with different names.
Yeah.
So Jonah and I are going to be doing some stand-up.
What?
Yeah, we're going to be doing some stand-up at Phoenix Live, and then...
In Phoenix?
Phoenix. Phoenix stand-up live, and then right after he and I do some stand-up, we're going to record an episode of a brand new podcast called The Matt and Jonah Show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we had a name settled and it was your name first.
Well, isn't that what we just called the original? I was just going off of that. If it's Jonah and Matt, I don't remember. But whatever it is, whatever the fuck the original name of that fake show we did was, will be the name.
I thought we were going to call it Sidekicks, spelled Sydkix. Because that's pretty fucking dope.
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Nope.
What? No,
the Matt and Jonah Show. We'll just call it the Matt and Jonah Show.
Whatever. Yeah, the Matt and Jonah Show. We're gonna,
or whatever.
We're going to...
Let's call it The Otherist.
Yeah, sure. Well, now...
My Ray.
Whatever.
I
don't give a shit what it's called. So we can call it whatever the fuck we want.
But we're going to have a bunch of stuff. We're going to do. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And then you can listen to that on the internet for a nominal fee because we got to make the paper.
Which paper?
Whatever. American, Canadian, whatever currency you'd like to give us, we'll take.
Any
space
currency?
Bucks.
Yeah. We're not working a lot this summer, so we're going to come to you and work your city.
That's right. We have some weeks off.
We have a lot, yeah. We don't, yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing that, and then where else are you guys going
to
be?
Well, Jonah's then heading off to
some places.
Shows. I got to go to Seattle and Boston for some live entertainment.
So you're doing a bunch of shows.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be around people. You'll be able to see me. Please,
good.
Come see me.
Yeah.
What are you going to do on your week off next week?
I'm going to Seattle, and then taking a train to Portland.
Portland.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
Then
how long
I'll
does
be
that take?
4 hours and 10 minutes, coastal route.
Not too nice much view. Longer than the drive. Yeah. Drive's like three and a half?
No, 2:30.
2:30? Oh, okay.
Around there.
If you're flying.
Well, if you're driving fast at the speed limit and there's no traffic.
I don't know.
They make you slow down in Oregon.
Fucking jerk.
And you can't pump your own gas.
And you can't pump. What is this, Jersey?
What is this?
This a communist state?
yeah, and then I'm back in LA for a day and a half, and then I go to Boston. And then I come back.
Now, why not go to Boston from Portland or Seattle?
Just wasn't planned. It just came up, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just do this because I already have the ticket back from Seattle. So I figured I would do that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fun.
Yep.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
A lot of travel.
Yeah. And, you know, at least it's not across the country. It's just up the country, across the country.
Hey, did the Bourdain episode come out yet?
No, it comes out in June something.
Okay.
Second, I think.
Just him talking about fucking Japan made me just
want to go to Japan.
Like, because I've already wanted to go.
I started I got a Japanese language app.
Oh, nice. Nice. So you're starting to...
Why don't you just hire a Japanese translator?
I could.
Just hire someone to go with you, like to take...
No, I want to learn. You know, Japanese was going to be my language in college. Because you had to take... Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
What'd
it was.
You go with?
Italian.
That's right.
Because Japanese was full.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
of
all
shit.
Right. No. And so I said, well, I'm going to take Italian because that was my mom's no. family, and I'll just learn Italian. So I learned Italian, but I always really want to learn Japanese. So I got a little Japanese language program, and now I've been listening. I just started listening to it last night.
That's great. Just basics to kind of get around.
Yeah.
You started listening
to it.
You know,
isn't there
like a book on tape or what?
Isn't there one of those apps like where you can like with your phone put it over like Japanese caricatures and it'll translate signs for you?
Yeah, Word Lens.
Word Lens?
World Lens. I have it. I got it on my phone. Give me a second. I'm coming out there.
But you're going to be doing that?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing Word Lens, but with my brain.
Ew. So you really...
Are you going to try to read it too?
Well, it's really hard because kanji's really hard.
It is.
I know.
That's
so
like
maybe a, not.
That's why I'm like, you're going
to
read it?
Do you have the time to...
No, he doesn't have the time.
I don't know. There's like a half hour before I fall asleep at night.
That's true. We can stop playing video games and start just learning Japanese.
Shut your fucking mouth. Shut your goddamn...
Quit yapping your maw.
Actually, this is turning into Unforgiven. I've been playing a shit ton of Threes, which is a game.
I've taken Threes and 2048. I took them off my phone. I was like, not paying attention to. That's all I was doing. I was playing 2048.
Is that what it is? Is it 2048?
I think so.
I don't know what you're talking about. But
you're just sliding tiles of numbers and trying to add up the numbers. And then.
Well, with 2048, it's fours, I think. But threes and threes is threes. But I think threes was first.
Okay. Well,
yes, threes was first. It was first. And now there's a doge one.
Of course there is.
Doge?
Doge.
Word lens. Yep.
Now that that's settled.
Yep. Do you feel good now? Now that you know that it's word lens?
We got a lot of sun. Look at this. Right
there. That's where you were wearing was. I made that mistake when I was in Tahoe. I had a long sleeve shirt. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bros, catching some rays out there.
Catching some Jonah rays. Soaking in the me's, as I say.
Soaking in the me's. That's so stupid.
You, God damn it.
Get out of my brain.
It's one of those ones that just worms through your brain. And every time you think about it to get mad, you giggle. That is such a fucking grandpa joke.
Yeah, no,
Soaking up the me's.
Grandpa. My new thing,
Grandpa Ray.
My new thing that I really dig. It's like Ed Salazar, and I have been doing it where it's like, because I love making dad jokes and puns all the time. So he says, every time you do it, just like, just go, it's okay. I'm Kevin's dad. No, I'm Kevin's dad. just kind of point off somewhere to the side. just soaking up the me's. You kids are great. I know. Well, I'm with Kevin. I'm Kevin's dad.
I got a fortune the other night.
Feimster?
Nope, not a fortune Feimster. She's on At Midnight tonight. I got a fortune last night that I think is the only fortune that I've ever seen that does not work with in bed. You cannot say in bed after it. It defies the game.
Try me.
And I hadn't read it before. Someone's like, now do in bed. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it. And then I read it and I got halfway through and I couldn't finish it.
What kind of fun, entertaining people were you with that they said you should do it and say in bed?
Children's laughter, so beautiful to hear, soon will be a chance to have them very near.
That's great.
You can't say it. Yes, you can. Children in bed.
If anything, that's like, there's just making them for like alternative comics now. just trying to make them so fucked up.
Nope.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Mm.
Thanks, George Bush Sr.
Not gonna do it. 1,000 points of light.
1,000 points of light.
It's too thick and finished. That was the Ross Perot. It was Dana Carvey's Ross Perot.
Yep.
We just started dancing.
I think Ross Perot's the Six Flags guy.
Six Flags guy. Do they still use the Six Flags guy?
We talked about this before. We talked about this in another podcast, and someone commented that they told me who the person was. That person was in their late 20s.
I thought it was a woman, actually, that was...
No. Was it the Abby and Alana podcast we were talking about the Six Flags guy?
No. I think it was Jessica and Lennon Parham. Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham. I think that's who it was.
Wasn't their kids.
I want you to come to more podcasts.
I'd love to go.
You should.
All you have to do is tell them, and then I can go.
All I have to do is give you a permission slip.
Yeah, literally, yes.
Well,
you're the boss
come
of that show
more.
And this one.
We're doing Morgan Freeman tomorrow.
Great. I can't make it.
Why?
Because it's 45 minutes, and, you know.
What?
It's right in the prime time of having to write.
But I can get you out of that.
But then like he won't get his work done. Then he'll put work on other writers, and then they'll start to resent Matt for getting paid the same amount but doing less work, and then they have to take.
They
on
already
his work.
Resent him. What's the problem? I'm just kidding. It's not true. I just had to say. That was like Jonah's joke. It wouldn't have mattered. What? I can't
put
look
this
you in
on
the
me,
eye again.
You fucking asshole.
It was your fault.
That's your best friend.
Oh, you did this. He's your best friend. Fuck you. No, I mean, yes, he is. Shit. Oh, man. God damn it. So, how are the Red Sox doing?
I'm just trying to get my work done, you know? And, put in a lot of effort.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's tough. I mean, I had the same thing when we were doing this.
Well, like right now, I should be writing two pitches. I can't be writing until I'm going to have to write them.
Speaking of pitches, how are the Red Sox doing?
Not great right now. They just lost three games this weekend.
Did you call me a thumb asshole?
A thumb asshole. Yep. You're as enjoyable as a thumb of an asshole. An uninvited thumb.
You're as enjoyable as if a thumb had its own asshole. Just like a tiny little. Yeah. That would be the cutest poop. Yeah. Oh, that would be. It'd be like a blackhead.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like to pretend that blackheads are buttholes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to lighten
Chris
the mood.
Chris Hardwick just said all black guys are assholes.
I did not say that remotely.
Yeah. Yes, no, you said it here.
No, I did not say it locally.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Hardwick, accidental racist.
I did not.
Ba, 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 ba.
You changed words.
You just trying.
When you said words,
just trying to say the bare minimum.
Words.
Phoenix, June 5th.
There's June 5th.
I said you did another
the thing
one.
With the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Looking good, Matt.
Thanks, buddy.
You do look good.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah,
rode a bike really far this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Saw that.
Couple
saw
times.
That route. Saw that
couple
route
times.
On the gram.
Yeah,
it's like 23 miles.
23. Yeah, I want to do 25, but because we stopped for lunch on Abbot Kinney, I cut off 2 miles. Guys,
why 25? Because you have OCD.
Yeah, kind of. Well, not kind of. I do. I don't like to wake up on fives or zeros.
Do you go back to sleep then?
Yeah.
Any other numbers okay?
Yeah. Any other numbers fine.
It's really weird.
It's not weird.
A little bit.
I mean, if I do that.
Because it doesn't have anything to do with anything. So
yeah,
that's
does,
why
though.
It's weird.
It's like if I don't leave my keys on the table next to the door, I'll die.
It's weird.
Nope.
Yep.
Not weird. See, it's a fact.
No. Because it won't happen.
Nope.
So therefore, it's something obtuse.
Nah.
It's a bit peculiar.
Listen, it's just how I stay alive.
You got your
it's
way.
It's how I stay alive. It's how I stay alive. It's how I stay alive. It's how I stay alive.
We have fun.
Are you having fun, man?
Yeah, I was having a great day.
Okay, good.
Did you say I was having a great day?
This guy can't look me in the eye for 5 minutes.
What?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know, I just prolonged eye contact.
You know, don't you know the trick to eye contact?
What?
Look at the bridge of the nose.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do?
That's what I do. That's
no,
why.
I'm just staring at people's noses.
Yeah, they can't tell.
I don't want to stare at their nose bridge.
I'm staring. Does it look like I'm staring you in the eye?
Actually, it sort of looks like you're sleepy.
That's
your
what
eyes...
I always look like.
Look, watch.
No, it just looks like you're really concentrating.
On the bridge of your nose.
Yeah.
But doesn't that uncomfortable when you're like, what, do I have something on my nose?
No. Can you tell?
A little bit. It looks strange.
I think he's looking for something.
Here. Here's me. Looking at the bridge of your nose.
Okay.
Here's me looking in your eyes.
Okay.
Now what am I doing now?
I've been being really weird.
What am I doing now?
I'm looking at my face.
For the podcast listener, it's also not interesting to watch.
You know what? I'm tired of people.
That was a fun joke. That was a fun joke.
I'm tired of people like doing the thing. It's like, oh, nice visual joke on the podcast. After listening to Howard Stern, the amount of like times they're just talking about a picture they're looking at.
Well, yeah, but they also do a TV show. They film it.
What?
They film it for Howard TV.
What's that?
It's a pay channel that you can get on your cable, like if you have Time Warner or whatever. You can get Howard TV. They do specials. They do that, a lot
yeah,
of that,
no, that's
show.
Fine. But it's like great. A lot of people also just listen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've never complained about it there.
Yeah. Like a live podcast. Mm-hmm. It's fun to do. You know, we do visual bits.
Sure. Yeah, we'll be doing some visual bits June 5th.
It's a one-of-a-kind event.
It's really exciting.
And I was trying to think of all the other stuff. Shelly
find
was
us
saying.
On Bandcamp. Like, I don't know. Where are we selling it, Katie? What'd you say? It'll be on iTunes, guys. It'll be on iTunes. Look for it there.
How we doing?
We're doing good. We're almost at 45 minutes.
Just $3 to $5 of your dollars, depending on how good it is. If you charge $3, it's not that good.
Money.
$2? What's the minimum?
$1.99?
Yeah, that's the minimum, right? You can do minimum?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
We'll Doug
Benson does his for $1.99, right?
I don't know. We'll charge the bare minimum.
Feels real
Because
weird.
Honestly, even that's too much.
Which animal is he going to charge the maximum?
Yeah. But we're going to do a Q&A.
Yeah.
We're
going to charge the bare minimum.
We're going to play an audience game.
You get me, Kyle.
Where you get to ask Chris Harvick a question and we will answer it for him.
I know. I mean, it's like I really... Wait, I just heard my name. What?
What?
What was that?
Just talking about a fun game we're going to play with the audience.
What's it called?
It's called Ask Chris Harvick a Question. Jonah and Matt will answer it for him.
No. My stomach.
It's just all the regret pouring in.
All you had to do was just book a Nerdist show. We would have been fine.
Oh, this is like emotional terrorism.
Did you say emotional terrorism?
Yeah. Yeah. All you had to do. You could have prevented this tragedy. Yeah. The show would be a shame if something were to happen.
If someone were to say something, we would regret.
This show is Benghazi.
I mean, it could be, you know, it's a shame.
It'd be,
if someone was to answer something as you. To a bunch of people.
It's funny, you might come off kind of racist.
I don't... That face.
Be a shame if someone cited the N-word and said you said it.
Keep making that face, because...
Yeah, Squiggy, keep doing that face.
Yep. Good. It's a good.
Be a shame if someone found out the way you think about those Italians.
Yo, it's okay.
No, me.
Not as funny when it's a white race, is it?
Barely. Oh, it's tough being always.
You can't. There's. It is a sound, offensive bit. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, guys, you're hurting Katie.
There's your fucking emotional terrorism. Oh, God, I thought that was glass.
He finally lost it. Just kicking a Pellegrino.
Dude, you literally made me gasp and put my hand on my chest.
It's good to know that you would react to a crisis situation like an old Southern
lady.
Like
a granny. Oh, my.
I got so...
Jonah, do you have the vapors?
Oh, God. Did you see how... Like, I must have...
I had a bottle of sparkling water that was empty, and I kicked it up against the wall to be silly, and it was plastic, but Jonah thought it was glass.
Well, it was like a green Pellegrino, there is a glass version of that bottle.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's like... Holy shit.
Yo, you've been pranked, fool.
Yeah, you...
Plastic.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This guy can't kick as good as those soccer players.
I don't think.
Like that black guy on Team Italy. He's very good. He's their best player. I forget his name. They're very racist towards him.
So the World Cup is coming up, right?
Yeah, Brazil. A lot of people are going to die.
Yeah. Yep. Lots of people gonna die.
Mm-hmm. Jar Jar Binks is playing for Brazil.
Yes. Jamaica.
He's playing. Oh, sure. Yeah.
I like the World Cup when it starts getting down to it. It's
yeah,
fun.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone can get behind a team nation. Or a nation or mm-hmm. a race.
If you will.
It's a race for the cup.
Yes.
Yes. The world's cup.
Yeah. It's on our friend Demorge, like when it was the last World Cup, I remember he would like, we were at a bar and he was like, oh, I got to go get in line. I was like, what are you talking about? It's like 1 a.m. He's like, yeah, there's a bar that you have to become a temporary member of so you can get in at 3 a.m. to watch a game live from Europe, like satellite. So they like, it's like these guys are like in line at this bar.
Oh, it's going to suck. We have a very similar time zone to Rio.
Yeah, so it's not gonna
be that enjoyable.
Because it's going to be during the day?
Yeah.
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 But it's like
still open bars during the day?
Yeah, they have them. Well, yeah, Chris, you're missing out.
More and more everywhere, Chris. What? It's real easy.
So I should start drinking again?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I want nothing more than that to happen.
That's not true.
I knew a guy that was...
you know who'd be driving me to Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
I have a wife now, please.
Say thank you very much.
Let's go to open mics, Jonah.
Yeah.
Chris, please.
Yes, Chris.
Chris.
Why?
No, that would be Kyle's job now.
That sounds awesome.
Uh-oh. You're going to be the new Jonah.
Yeah.
Kyle, you're how old are you, Kyle?
27.
27, yeah.
The beard says 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
From here, I actually got to go over to an edit over at Red Hour, working on episode 107 of Meltdown.
I think it's nice. You guys have done already 107 episodes.
107 episodes, yeah. So we're doing that, go through edits for that. I'm the only one in town right now, so I have to be there. And then I go change everything.
Send Camille a cut where you've cut him out completely and be like, well, Comedy Central approve this.
That's like the joke that always happens when one of us isn't in the room.
Oh,
then everyone, like one of us will make the joke and we'll go, yeah, Camille said the same thing yesterday. I go, all right, cool. So then there's like a color spot. And then tomorrow morning is some audio on 105. It's that. See, I mean, I'm working every day.
Did you put your hand on his leg?
What's up?
You put your hand on his leg.
Yeah, I sure did.
That's nice.
To comfort him.
Bowling show got picked up. That's fun.
Yeah, I heard about that. Congrats.
Thank you, because you guys will be on it at some point.
Oh, cool.
I think they want bigger celebrity.
What's the new format? Now, people, like, tell people listening, because it's, you know, you're not the host, it's the Sklars.
The Sklars are hosting, because we just thought that a television version needed a little more than just those OTFs
yes.
to drive it. And the Sklars were the perfect, like... I don't know anyone else that has the exact, like, they have every qualification.
It's that perfect Venn diagram of
hosting, comedy, sports.
Two of them.
There's two of them. So you can kind of put one on each team.
Yeah.
And they were great. And in the pilot, we bowled against the Mad Men cast again. It was me and Tom Lennon and Pete Holmes and Nathan Fillion versus the Mad Men cast. And so I think the way that initially we were talking about, like, well, we should put two casts of things against each other, mm-hmm. but. Scheduling wise, that's a very hard thing to do, is get four people from a thing.
Yeah.
And so the pilot turned out well enough that AMC was like, oh, well, maybe the other team is just as long as the other team is funny. You can have, you know, so it'll be like comics and,
writers and.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
So, but it was really fun. And there was like a bonus round in there and a lot of money.
It's fun. And Hampton Yount, right on that? Did he work on it? I thought he remembered.
He may have worked with the Sklars.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe he worked with the Sklars a little bit.
Yeah, he's so funny. One of my favorite comics.
And he just doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
I mean, like, he doesn't give a shit. Were we talking about this on a podcast?
We were talking about this last time, or were we talking about this with? We were talking about this with Mike Kaplan.
That's right. We're talking about Mike.
Yeah,
Kaplan.
Where he's just. I was like, hey, you have a similar bit to a bit that. Eddie Izzard is doing, and he's like, so I don't give a shit. He's like, I've been doing it for a year. What is it? Like, I was like, he's like, I've never seen his, he's never seen mine. I don't give a shit. I was like, you're so confident.
I wish I had.
I remember that when Hampton, it was me, Sean O'Connor, Nick Maritato, and this guy, Sean, other guy, no, Nick. We were at we did a show on tour in 2006 in DC, and then the skinny kid in a Nine Inch Nails shirt shows up going, "Hey, I'm a comic in Virginia. Do you think I could open up the show?" We're like, "Sure, bite the bullet. No one's here anyway." And he just fucking destroyed. Did better than everybody else that night. And we're all just like, "You are great." And like we all exchanged numbers and like stayed in contact with him ever since.
What's his name?
Hampton Yount.
Oh, that's Hampton.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was taking over that story.
Sorry, I thought we were just talking about Hampton.
No, I thought Hampton was performing with you. Yeah, I thought.
Oh,
I thought
so
that
sorry.
I thought
sorry.
Story.
Yeah, that, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I would like you to start over.
Okay.
And just make sure that the reference are all in the right
okay.
place.
Okay. There I was, 180 pounds, full of muscle, just driving down a Harley. These other nerds are following me down. We're going down to D.C. I don't know what's
going
to happen.
Where are you going down from?
New York.
Okay.
All right. Start over.
Okay.
There I am.
I like
the muscles
was.
Rippling
like,
against
there
the
I was
wind.
Again? Oh,
I'm sorry,
was
what?
You... Can you do There I Was again?
Oh, sorry. There.
That was when you went by the stage name Muscles Rippling.
Muscles Ripley.
Do you mean
and then like my catchphrase was can you believe it?
Muscles Ripley, can you believe it?
Well,
you just thumbed to it in the back of your jacket. Who was that?
Oh, you don't know?
Then you ride back and you go, yeah. And then you ride away and thumb to your jacket and says, can you believe this?
He's basically the Frank Stallone to the Ripley fortune. Oh, I know you know the other Ripleys.
Yeah.
And they've, legally I'm not allowed to say, believe it or not. Yeah. So I, mine, yeah.
Can you
believe
it? It's up to you to decide.
Oh my God, I just put that together. I just thought that was an arbitrary.
Oh no, it was a reference.
Which made me laugh.
Yeah. Does it? You seem disappointed now.
I liked it when it was just more random. Oh. Like a more random thing the guy would say.
Well,
can you believe
I don't know how to feel.
So it's sort of a win.
Well, listen, I enjoyed
That's
it.
That's my life. But the Jonah Ray story. Sort of a win.
But for those like 2 minutes, I really enjoyed it, and thank you for giving me that.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't enjoy it the way you wanted to, but I enjoyed it. You know? Mm. You still did it.
I don't know. Feels like
I've taken my
it feels like I'm a like a like I'm a musician and Mitt Romney just used one of my songs.
No, Jonah, don't say that. You did a really good job.
Hey.
I'm sorry I didn't get it.
Hostfuls are back. Can you believe it?
Muscles Ripley.
Oh,
what a dumb fucking name. Can you believe it? There's just so much I love about it. I just feel good.
I'm glad I gave you some joy.
Thanks, buddy.
And you're miserable.
I feel like all of Jonah's characters are in the same episode of Miami Vice between Bruce Cutter and Muscles Ripley and Pussy Talking Jonah, who's the guy that rats out on someone else.
The new A team I'm working on. They're called the Ray
team.
Team.
Get a lot of me's out there.
We just dissolved a black circle. Just that's how this podcast ends.
A perfect ending.
And then Jonah comes out and says, can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
And then goes...
All right, guys.
Did we do it?
We did it.
Wow, that last 15 minutes really flew by.
It sure did.
In an old-timey plane that goes real slow.
If you want to see more of Muscles Ripley, come June 5th to Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. Hooked on Phoenix.
Worked for me.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Enjoy your burrito.
That was my thumb.
That was your thumb butthole?
Yes.
Oh, shit, we did it, guys.
Really,
hit the showers.
You guys really fucking... That alley-oop.
Can't believe that whole thing was scripted.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito. Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuge,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.